Then there was one time, he left here and he got some sheep. That was his brother's house with, and he got some sheep. And he asked my boss if I could, if I could take these sheep and meet him. Well, I got these sheep out in the morning, started to get raining, and it rained for 3 days and three nights that time. Well, I took these sheep to Whitehall, close by about 2 miles out of Worcester. Do you know where that is? Well, it was a pub, and I was sopping wet. So he come out. He sent me a grind up of these sheep, and he come out, brought me out a pint of beer. Could I drink a pint of beer in that time? I had about two or three bits of sups, and he drank the other, and he was three parts drunk. So he says, well, I want you to come and help me through the town. So that is, I'd been 8 mile then, walked 8 mile to Whitehall from Cradlier, because it's 10 from here to Worcester. And I, so of course, yeah, I went on with him and helped, and he was going to take him over to his father's and brought Nackett. So I went on, and there was, it was 5 mile the other side Worcester where he lived, brought Nackett. So of course I kept going on, the next day I couldn't come back. It had, the water rose to that extent, so it had swum Bransford Bridge away. So I stopped that day at his father's. The next day, the third day, we come, Purser's folks is all in stuff over to Broadnackett, because he got a farm over there. Well, the old lady dried me things and that, and the next morning, got there about 3 o'clock, I should think. And then the night before, I think, and the bridge was gone about an hour before just after they come over. And the next day, as I was going to tell you, as I was coming home, the wagoner, we come back through Pike. Do you know where that is?
No.
That's out about 6 or 7 miles out from Worcester on the Malvern Way. Well, I was in the wagon. I'd got the three horses, and the wagon, the head wagoner, was right in the front horse. And there, as he was going along, he got his feet on the chaser, and there he's kicking the water like this here. And you, as we went along there, you could just see the tops of the chairs in the houses. It was all swimming about here, the same, you know, in different places where the water was out. And then when we got, we was free then after we got to Lysen, we didn't come through no more then.